Michelle Tafoya back here at 4:35. I've been thinking a lot about marriage this week and infidelity and prenups because, let's face it, this Tiger Woods story has really been the water cooler story in this country since it broke. And, you know, theories about what happened at 2:30 a.m. and then women coming out of the woodwork saying, you know, they were or were not having affairs with Tiger Woods. All of this is just, it continues to unfold. It hasn't been great for Tiger and Elin, obviously. And now there are reports that they are renegotiating their prenuptial agreement. So I thought we should talk to someone who could really fill us in on what all this stuff, prenuptials, how are they built, how are they rebuilt, et cetera. Edward Weiner is joining us from Moss and Barnett. He is a highly recognized attorney in this field, and Mr. Weiner, I'm appreciative of your time today. How is the legal world buzzing at all right now over this notion that this prenup, which I'm sure is worth a ton of money, could be being renegotiated?
Michelle, may I call you Michelle?
Yes.
Okay, that's my wife's name, so I like the name.
Oh, very good.
Okay, the divorce world is pretty much always buzzing, but of course this case has gotten our attention because Tiger is such a high-profile celebrity. And this happens in many, many situations, obviously, where the people are not high-profile. And it's always tragic, especially if it becomes public. But, it's interesting that they are perhaps renegotiating their antenuptial agreement as we're hearing. I could certainly talk about that if you'd like.
Yeah, well, first of all, take us through the basics. I don't have much experience with this because I did not write up a prenup. Are prenuptials generally reserved for people with just really a lot of money and a lot of assets?
No, and that's one of the big urban myths, so to speak, about antenuptial agreements. Antenuptial agreements are important to people who want to protect what they have prior to the marriage or what they expect to receive, inheritance or gifts from their family, perhaps. It's important that they protect, intellectual property. All of us, what we have is important to us. So they're really greatly underutilized, and they could provide protections for most of us, frankly.
Are they expensive to have written up, or is it this, like doing a will or something?
Well, it depends on what the issues are and how complicated it is. They can be as simple as doing a will, and when you say doing a will, obviously there can be very complex estate plans with trusts and all kinds of documents and all kinds of expense that is necessary to protect the assets and achieve the objectives. Same thing with prenups.
We are speaking with Edward Weiner of Moss and Barnett. He was chosen by Worth Magazine as one of the top 100 attorneys in the United States for 3 years in a row, 06, 07, 08. That's like being a Pro Bowler 3 straight years. All right, so Tiger Woods, obviously there is a lot of money, and there's so much at stake here in his little empire, if you will, and that's not little. I didn't know that prenuptials or antenuptials could be written and then restructured. How common is that?
It depends on the law of the state where the case is venued, so to speak. It's very common that people can, for example, enter into an agreement called a postnuptial agreement, which would allow them in Minnesota to, in effect, amend their prenuptial agreement. And the word prenup is not wrong. It's just that the statute in Minnesota, the law, refers to it as antenuptial.
Okay.
But most people in talking, Michelle, by the way, call me Ed, please.
Okay.
I forgot to say that. I wasn't trying to have you call me Mr. Weiner, and I have to call you Michelle.
All right.
Okay, but clearly people can and do amend throughout the country, and I've had cases in other states. They do amend their prenuptial agreements, and they use a postnup. But you have to follow the requirements of the law of that state.
Okay, and in this case, that would be Florida as far as Tiger and Elin are concerned. Now, you've represented celebrities and athletes and industry leaders in divorce proceedings, I know, but this is the one thing that I learned today that kind of freaked me out. In an antenuptial or a prenup, you can have sort of escalators, for lack of a better term. For instance, if you guys stay married this long, this is the amount of money that you would get. If you stay married a little longer than that, it goes up. A little longer, it goes up. Am I describing that correctly?
You are, and that's one of the ways to try to make an agreement fair. Michelle, the problem with a prenuptial agreement is that we're trying to look in a crystal ball. Because what's fair in the first 6 months or the first year is not likely to be fair if they've stayed married for 20 or 30
years. True.
So what we do, it's very important to try to project out where the people might be. And so that if you're trying to create a fair agreement, which in Minnesota is required, because our standard is that these agreements have to be fair when they're signed and they have to be fair when they're enforced. And the enforcement may be at the time of a dissolution or a death, because they're also used in probate court situations.
Okay.
That could come, you know, 20, 30, 40 years later. So we try to create an agreement that grows and basically recognizes that over time, people should receive more if they're married a longer period of time. It's just kind of a fairness, equitable principle.
Now, is it also fair, though, or is it possible that in this case of Tiger and Elon Woods, that to sort of protect his image of the good guy, the father of two kids, what we all thought was a faithful husband, and now he's trying to rebuild his image. So doesn't it help him to rebuild that image if he can keep her in the marriage longer?
I think that is true, and I suspect if this is true, what we're hearing about renegotiating the prenup, it's kind of like paying penance. It sounds like what Mr. Woods is trying to do is placate his wife by saying, all right, I'll stay in the marriage, or perhaps he's not going to stay in the marriage. It could be that he's basically saying, okay, I've done something terrible, and our prenup says you get X, but I'm going to increase it to 2X. And so he might be either using the amendment of the prenup to increase, to induce his wife to stay married, or perhaps it's coming from her saying, I'm not going to stay married to you and take a chance that you do this again unless you increase what I'm entitled to receive under our original prenup. Or it could be that he's saying, well, we're going to get divorced, so I'll increase under the prenup what you're going to get so we don't have a public battle about this, which would further tarnish my image.
Wow. So there could be a number of different outcomes here from this. I'm fascinated by it because I guess I'm an old-fashioned romantic, and I thought you get married once and you stay married. That's not real realistic in today's society, I suppose. But all of this talk, how jaded have you become? Because to see all of this go on, and the emotions just must go, you know, get so bitter what does it leave you feeling like at the end of the day?
You know, Michelle, that's a great question. And let me disabuse people of the belief that that divorce lawyers, first of all, want to create divorces, and number two, that they want to create turmoil. The good divorce lawyers, what we try to do is help people get their lives back together. I try to have my clients look at a divorce as an unfortunate need to, you know, separate the parties and go your separate ways. And I try to have them treat it to the extent possible as similar to a business liquidation or dissolution. And obviously that doesn't apply to the children. I'm talking about financial issues. But where they treat it as a deal, as an agreement that they have to reach and they should try to do it fairly. And the statistics are that 98 to 99% of people settle their cases. We don't want these cases to go to war. But in terms of Tiger and his wife, you know, everybody's speculating. I don't know the basis of some of these things we're hearing from the media and reading about. At the same time, you know, if he is actually doing that, modifying, amending his agreement if he can under Florida law, or entering into a postnuptial, whatever applies there in that state, then he clearly is doing it either to say, look, I was wrong, I'm going to cut you a larger share, I want to stay married, or he's doing it to say, you know, I'll give you this larger share, and if it doesn't work out, you know, you're going to get it. Or perhaps they're saying, well, we're going to get divorced, and I'll cut you a larger share if we keep things quiet and private.
Yeah.
So it is fascinating to look at.
It really is, because we tend to think, again, marriage is a romantic thing. It starts with this wonderful courtship. It goes into a great story of how you get engaged. And then children come into the family and bring joy, and then, bam, this wall they've run into. And it's awful to sit back and watch, and yet this story right now, you cannot turn on a news program anywhere in the Twin Cities, whether it's local or national news, and not see this addressed. So this is incredibly, for some reason, why do you think this is resonating so much with people?
Well, you know, I'm not a psychologist or a psychiatrist, but I think...
You could be. With all of the people that you've dealt with, I bet you could be.
Well, thank you, and I do have to do some of that, frankly. But I think that what we are all interested in celebrities. I mean, look at the Petters trial and how we all followed that. And, you know, I think people... And look at all the magazines, you know,
yeah.
National Enquirer and all that stuff. We're all interested. That makes life interesting. You know, we could feel sorry for people. We can, you know... separate ourselves from them, and but at the same time, we're all fascinated by it. I did want to mention one thing to you.
Yes.
Anti-nuptial agreements are not anti-marriage agreements, and people have the impression, unfortunately, and you can argue about the statistics, but approximately 40-50% of marriages end in divorce.
Yeah.
And in that situation, it doesn't mean you don't love each other, but you should enter into an agreement just like you enter into a will to protect people.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. And you cannot, as you said, you cannot see the future. And so just to protect things, it's like an insurance policy. None of us wants to think we're going to die, but it's a good idea to have life insurance.
Michelle, prenups are the engagement ring of the 21st century.
Oh, that breaks my heart. It breaks my heart. Oh.
I'm a romantic. I'm happily married, and I just can't imagine being divorced. But at the same time, it happens to a lot of people.
Yes, it does. Ed Weiner, he's with Moss & Barnett. Their law firm, by the way, has a weekly show here on WCCO. You can catch Steve Thompson and the folks from Moss & Barnett Saturdays at noon right here on WCCO. Ed, I appreciate your joining us. I'm sure we'll talk again.
Michelle, anytime. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
That is interesting stuff. So basically, he broke it down this way. Tiger Woods and his wife could be amending their prenuptial for a couple of reasons. One, to say, honey, I really screwed up. Let's rewrite this prenuptial so that you'll trust me to stay in it. And if I screw up again, you're going to be even better compensated. Or they're saying, you know what? This marriage is not going to last. She wants to leave. And let's not make it ugly. Let's rearrange things now so this can be done quietly and not turn into a big, huge public mess. I'm more inclined to believe the first one, that he's trying to make up for his sins and wants to keep that family together. Look, it's in his best interest on so many levels to keep that family together. They've got two children, very young children, and his career, his image has always been, you know, almost like Mr. Perfection, with the exception of his, you know, his temper when someone shoots a flash camera when he's about to swing. All right. Michelle Tafoya here till 6 o'clock. What about you? Do you think prenuptials are a good idea? Have you used them in your marriage? And do you think, you know, if you went through something like this, you could work it out with your spouse?